Matcha action item number 17, report and possible discussion on Clean Rivers Program Basin Highlight Report. Tiffany Morgan.
In your packet, you have a little folder with a CD in it, and that is our Basin Highlights Report. For those of you new, we produce that annually. That is a requirement of the Clean Rivers Act. We do submit that report on an annual basis to the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, and overall it summarizes our water quality activities in the basin that have occurred, both ours and other agencies, and gives a general status on water quality. Our findings overall, we're in pretty good shape. We have some problem areas for certain, but compared to some of the major industrial pollutions that some of the areas like the Houston Ship Channel and some of the other river basins, the Sabine, tend to have to deal with, we're in real good shape in regards to that. In 2009, the drought was our largest impactor on water quality, and we still continue to have issues in the main stem with high levels of chlorides and TDS due to the natural salt flats that are in the upper portion of the basin. You'll probably hear me reiterate that year after year. That seems to be one of our biggest impactors to water use. Impairments of the 57 classified segments in our basin, 18 are currently on the state's impaired water body list, and then we have 56 unclassified segments. Unfortunately, because they are unclassified, I can't tell you how many segment unclassifieds we have in our entire basin. Those are just ones that have been monitored for one reason or the other. Of those, bacteria is certainly our biggest problem, and that is the dominant problem in the unclassified segments. Right now, the state applies a bacteria standard protective of contact recreation, and there is a big question both at the state level and at our level as to whether protecting contract recreation in small prairie streams where recreation is not possible is a practical and good use of state resources. That is actually currently being reviewed and proposed to EPA to change that standard. If the new proposed standards go through, we expect most of those impairments by the next time we do our assessment in 2012 will be removed from the list if EPA approves TCEQ's plan. We have 8 dissolved oxygen impairments. Those are all also related to small, shallow streams that just don't have enough water to buffer against high summer temperatures. We have 1 pH issue. That's in Lake Somerville. 3 chloride and total dissolved solids concerns. Those are all in the upper basin. We have 2 toxicity and sediment concerns. Those are in Finfeather Lake and Country Club Lake in the Bryan College Station area, and they are a result of historical industrial pollution from the 50s and 60s. It's just once they get messed up, they take a really long time to clean themselves. Yes, sir.
What's the pH issue?
pH in Lake Somerville. Somerville experiences huge fluctuations in pH. So it'll be down to a 4, and then a couple days later, it's up to an 8, 9, 10, and it'll exceed the range. The state standard for pH, unless you're in East Texas, is 6.5 to 9. And so we're going up and down, and they believe it is. That lake is highly impacted by algal blooms, and they believe it's a swing in the algal blooms causing the big swings that we're seeing in pH, but trying to figure out, it's a pretty undeveloped watershed, what is causing the algal blooms is a question. We are actually working with TCEQ on a special project to try to sort that out as we speak. And then we have one new one. This one is a bit of a head-scratcher this year. Lake Allen Henry showed up with a mercury and fish tissue advisory. We have no water quality data from that area that would indicate mercury in the water is a problem, so it is a bit of a head-scratcher. Even Parks and Wildlife was somewhat shocked by that, so that is also being looked into, but we don't have any good answers on that right now. Next slide. The next one. I do have a summary in there of the proposed standards revisions. TCEQ does have to revise water quality standards on a periodic basis and submit to EPA. And we participated last year in the development of those standards. It's a massive standards revision, but the biggest things will be they're creating 4 categories of recreational use that will hopefully eliminate a lot of the somewhat frivolous bacteria impairments that we see in the small streams where recreation isn't possible. Wildlife influences are just too great in some of these really small streams. So hopefully that will be successful. It is a methodology used by other states, so hopefully EPA will be fairly receptive. They are also, for the first time ever, proposing nutrient standards for reservoirs. We have most of our reservoirs in the basin do have proposed nutrient standards. We have 2 in our basin that we anticipate will probably be impaired if EPA accepts those standards, and that'd be Aquila and Proctor. They're both very small, very highly agricultural. And they're currently already exceeding the chlorophyll and phosphorus standards that are being set. But that was an EPA mandate to the state. So there's, unless they don't like TCEQ's method, I think it's probably very low chance that those won't be approved. Any questions?
Questions for Tiffany. Thank you, Tiffany.